A recent CNN poll asked respondents what issue was most important in choosing a president. 29% said the economy, compared to 23% for Iraq and 20% for health care. Several economics experts say that the subprime mortgage crisis and floundering economy are weighing big on Americans' minds and therefore on the presidential primaries. UW political science professor Barry Burden says he's seen growing pessimism over the economy. He adds that it's possible people may be suffering issue fatigue with the Iraq war.
It has been on the agenda for an awfully long time. It doesn't feel like there are any good solutions. Neither staying nor leaving is going to solve the problems entirely. You know, the Democrats won control of the Congress in the last election, largely on their plans to change course in Iraq, and of course change hasn't happened. And so they may be feeling that neither party really has a handle on what to do there, and we ought to focus on other things where maybe the parties are more competent.
Meanwhile, Joey First, a Madison anti-war activist who's been arrested for protests in Wisconsin and Washington, D.C., says the shift isn't affecting her efforts.
Already, four soldiers in Wisconsin have died in the war. In 2008, 1 million Iraqis have died. We really just have to keep that message out there that people are still dying in Iraq every day, and we're there illegally. We really need to continue to do everything we can to stop it.
Later today, First and several dozen other activists go on trial for charges resulting from an anti-war demonstration held last September at the U.S. Capitol building. First was also arrested last Friday outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.